Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. As we make our way through this winter sports schedule, we are in the postseason. We've seen some of the sports wrap up already. Jim, one thing we noticed, and I didn't really have an explanation for, but you've got a good explanation for it. There are a lot of Chicago schools in 1A and 2A in the postseason, whether it be girls or boys basketball. Why is that happening?
Well, and you're seeing that, you know, we hear about it in our part of the state with declining enrollment in a lot of our area schools, and I think the Chicago public school system is dealing with that same issue. And I know one of the Friday nights I was broadcasting, or maybe it was even earlier in the week when I was broadcasting the regional level, and I was looking at the IHSA score zone site. I'm like, my goodness, look at all these Chicago schools now playing at the 1A, 2A level. And you even look heading into the weekend, as we talk on Friday, Brian, I know in the 2A boys level, Chicago Marshall, Chicago Hope Academy, they're still alive. Chicago Corliss and Chicago Orr still alive. And you have Orr filtering out to Elmhurst to play. And I think Chicago Corliss is playing at Clifton Central. So you're seeing that issue filter out a little bit into some of the areas beyond Chicago. And then at the 1A level, Chicago Douglas is playing at Robeson in Chicago on Friday night. Then Providence St. Mel, a Catholic school out of Chicago, they're still alive at the 1A level. So it begs the question. You know, we talk a lot about the football season with parochial schools and that issue. But then you look at public league and the style of play up there and some of the competitive advantages with the tough schedules, and then those teams dropping down and playing at the 1A, 2A level. Is it time to look at some kind of classification issue for some of the Chicago public league schools?
You know, that's a heck of a question, and after the 2A state tournament and the girls portion of things last weekend, you kind of look and you say, maybe so. I mean, 2A teams around here going toe-to-toe with the Chicago Marshall, that's who you'd have to, you know, knock off to try to win a state championship. I just don't see our teams, you know, being on the same level and having the same, you know, as you say, competitive schedule and some of the things that they have. I think maybe it's something to look at, but I know people in that area will say, well, you downstate schools are just jealous or something like that. But, yeah, it just seems weird that all of a sudden there's all these Chicago schools and they seem to be coming up on the winning side of things.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the football issue with the parochial schools, a lot of the debate, you know, always centered around those parochial schools that played schools of larger enrollment and got that competitive advantage there. And then when the postseason rolls around, they play more at their enrollment level. And, you know, we've talked about it before. Well, if you're going to play in a small school conference like Sterling Newman Central Catholic, I'd have no problem with them playing in the small school classification because those are the, you know, the competitive type of schools they play at during the regular season. However, you know, the Chicago Public League, where you're seeing Chicago Orr, the defending 2A state champs, they're playing a schedule where they're playing some of the top programs in Chicago and in the nation and hanging with those programs. And then some of the other 1A, 2A Chicago schools, they're playing those schools of enrollment of 1,500 to 1,600. And that's just a completely different environment and program you're playing against that I think gives you a definite competitive advantage, and then you're dealing with an open enrollment issue in Chicago as well, where, you know, the schools we cover, it's not open enrollment for West Carroll, it's not open enrollment for Mercer County. You have to live within those geographic district boundaries.
Yeah, I think there are so many, you know, problems with lumping everybody in together like that, that you at some point do have to kind of sort and say, okay, let's try to make things competitive for everyone so that nobody gets an advantage because of the fact they play great competition or the location where they're at, or they can bring players from all over the area in to take part in their teams.
Well, and I was told, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard it in one of the media hospitality rooms, that this year in boys basketball, that there's the potential where all four state champs are going to be from Chicago, where Providence St. Mel is a Catholic school, but the favorite to win in 1A, Chicago Orr in 2A, Morgan Park in 3A, and Simeon in 4A. A complete sweep of four-class basketball for Chicago. What about that?
Oh, wow. That would have a lot of people up in arms, I think, throughout the rest of the state, and wouldn't that be something? And I would wonder what that would do for the declining attendance in Peoria as well. We've talked about that, and I know that's probably a topic for another day. But, yeah, I think that brings up all kinds of concerns.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian, Talk at High School Sports on the radio.